USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing plans to combat rising gas prices. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't impressed with the plan to put an average of 1 million additional barrels of oil on the market each day from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve.
You know, I see Biden, he's going to take out of the strategic petroleum reserve, you know, which is just kind of like a Band-Aid. You know, it's not going to make a sustained change in the trajectory of the price of energy.
The governor saying the United States could be energy independent, but Biden closes Keystone, cancels leases, and refuses to open ANWR. The U.S. Drought Monitor says more than 40% of California is sliding deeper into a drought. Officials saying an extreme drought is affecting Northern California from Sonoma County north to Humboldt County. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The parents of Trevor Reed, a former U.S. Marine imprisoned in Russia, say their meeting with President Biden was good. Trevor's mother, Paula, describes the meeting positively on MSNBC.
It went well. We weren't rushed for time. He let us speak our mind for, I guess, about 40 minutes.
The meeting came after the parents had protested outside the White House trying to get put on the president's schedule. The U.S. is supplying billions of dollars worth of weapons and humanitarian aid to Ukraine as it defends itself from Russia's invasion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby assuring those resources are getting to Ukrainians on Fox News.
Of the $800 million package that the president signed out just a few days ago, there have been already almost a half a dozen shipments arrived in the theater. That stuff is not sitting on shelves. It's getting into Ukraine, obviously by the ground.
Ukraine is calling for more weapons and aid as the invasion continues. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Russian forces are blocking Ukrainian exports of grain, especially from port cities that are crucial to Russian troops resupplying. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says it's important that the port blockage end.
It's not only a big problem for Ukraine, but it's a problem for people all over the world, and it's causing a spike, a high increase in the food prices all over the world.
NATO members like the United States and France are working with other countries to lower the chance of famine resulting from the Russian invasion. The Coast Guard's unloading thousands of pounds of drugs in San Diego.
Their interdictions prevent the distribution of hundreds of metric tons of cocaine each year. In doing so, they have saved countless lives in the communities in the Southern District of California and around the country.
Coast Guard leaders saying they've seized more than 11,000 pounds of cocaine and more than 4,000 pounds of pot worth approximately $223 million. About 400 million children in 23 countries are attending schools at least partially closed because of COVID. That's according to a United Nations Children's Fund report. It shows areas without enough access to vaccines are unable to get the virus under control enough to open schools. The UN saying some of those children are struggling to develop basic math and reading skills. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.